it's not as arranged as it is with you know, five band members. So we get to do a lot more improvising and just giving each other visual cues, going back and forth with our breaks. So it's really sort of wide open. We never quite know how it's going to turn out when we do it in this setting.
In the duet, you have to be aware as the banjo player of more things, Anthony, than you normally would if you're in a five-piece setting. Is that sort of a weight on your playing, or is that liberating?
I think it's liberating, personally. It there's definitely more responsibility because you're making up, especially for the rhythms. When Eric's soloing, I have to be both the downbeat and the offbeat. And I also have to be listening to what he's doing and make sure that I'm complimenting what he's doing and not stepping all over it. That process of listening really creates an organic feel to the way that the songs come out. And there's this part of me, my background was in percussion as a drummer. I always felt like your job is really to try to lift up the other player. And I feel like you have more liberty to do that when you're just playing one-on-one.
Anthony, you play a song in your duet with Eric called Little Bird of Heaven, and you play it using the clawhammer banjo technique, which is a whole new thing for you and this duet.
Yes, this is a very, very new for me. I've only had the banjo and been working on it for maybe 7 months or so, and it came out of nowhere, actually. Apparently, I was entered into a contest for a beautiful professional banjo, Cedar Mountain Banjo, made in North Carolina. I had no idea my name was in the hat. It was through a website called the Banjo Hangout, which just puts your name in a hat if you're a member of the organization, and it's something that I had no idea was happening until I got an email from a banjo student saying, "You're lucky. You just won a banjo."
And it was the kind of banjo that's usually used to play clawhammer style. But of course, you've always been known as a finger picker. So clawhammer's a new thing with you.
When I started playing it, I realized that it opened up some possibilities for me as a singer. I always love to sing. It can be a challenge as a three-finger style banjo player sometimes to sing, but the clawhammer is very rhythmic. It lends itself to that. And this song, it's a Martha Scanlon song that I've always really, really liked, Little Bird of Heaven, and I never thought to play it in the band on the three-finger. It just never sounded right. As soon as I started playing it on the clawhammer banjo, I realized that's what it needed.
Looked up and I looked back, walked 100 miles on the railroad track, but all I can see from where I stand, there's a little bird of heaven right here in my hand. Tell me it's a fragile thing, it's hard to fly on broken wings. Lost my ticket to the promised land, there's a little bird of heaven right here in my hand. So toss it up, pass it around, pay mind to what you're carrying around. Keep it close, hold it while you can, there's a little bird of heaven right here in my hand. Falling hearts and falling leaves, the starlings light on the broken trees. I find we all need a place to land, there's a little bird of heaven right here in my hand. So toss it up, pass it around, pay mind to what you're carrying around. Keep it close, hold it while you can, there's a little bird of heaven right here in your hand.
We're speaking with banjoist Anthony Ehrig and Eric Christopher, who plays the fiddle and the mandolin. when you're playing a five-piece, things have to be more or less set as far as arranging, but when you play as a duet, you almost improvise as a duet through gestures and eye contact. And a great example of that is a song you do called Crocodile Man.
Yeah, I mean, it really is kind of a musical conversation. We use a lot of eye contact for cues, like we did in Jean Marie, and again, we never quite know how it's gonna turn out. And sometimes it takes you in really kind of interesting and unusual directions.
It's a song that's got a lot of the blues woven into it.
Yeah, and I think that's part of what makes it so easy to give it this treatment. A lot of those blues ideas are just, and I always say it, like our as Americans, our software, our computers come preloaded with that software. We know the blues is sort of like a native language. It's kind of in all American music. So a song like this gives you a chance to really channel that.
I've been sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town. Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge. Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Town. Lord have mercy on the crocodile man. Shadow of a shady grove, there's a thatch roof rising from a poke fence picket, white smoke billows from a coal black stove. And inside the house is a hall of mirrors, inside the mirrors the temple of sin, inside the temple is a face of mama, and mama, she knows where I've been.
Eric Christopher and Anthony Ehrig present a duet with original and traditional music for voice, fiddle, mandolin, banjo, and guitar. For information, the web address is thehigh48s.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
I've been sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town. Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge. Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Town. Lord have mercy on the crocodile.